we operate in a different system. We are not operating in this economic system. You and I are living in the kingdom of heaven system. We may be in this world, we are not of it.
Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons have prepared a timely message on the hundredfold return. Join them as they continue with day 7 of their teaching on another 10 days of prosperity, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We are talking about the hundredfold return today.
Yes,
and Pastor George Pearson's here with me, and we're going to just get into it. You know, it works. It works.
It really does
it
work,
really
doesn't it?
It works. You know, it's been a long time since we've first learned about the hundredfold return.
And it's still working, isn't it?
And there's been a lot of return come in those years.
Well,
be interesting to figure out.
On this particular broadcast today, this is day 7 of another 10 days of prosperity. And once again, you can get all of our notes on kcm.org. Just click on to the homepage where it says Pastor George's notes, and all of these are laid out for you and you can download them. In talking about the hundredfold return, Gloria, I went back to my original book that you gave to me many years ago. I actually designed the cover.
You did?
I did.
Look at that young couple on the back.
I designed the cover for this. And
You've been with us a long time yourself.
35 years. 35 years I've been here.
Uh-huh.
And so I went back and I was reading.
I think I'll reread it.
We've redesigned this book since then, but I always go back to this one.
Yeah, we always like the first one.
First one. And there is a chapter in here called The Hundredfold Return. And I thought it would be good for us today to quote you.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to first of all read, though. Let's read from the Word of God.
Okay.
In Mark chapter 10, verses 28 through 30, it says, "Then Peter began to say to Jesus, 'We've left all, we've followed you.' And Jesus answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you that there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life."
Glory to God.
So we're talking about the hundredfold return, and Gloria Copeland, I'd like to quote you.
Okay, go ahead.
From your book, and in your book called God's Will is Prosperity.
Yes. Released in what,
1979? You said how great the hundredfold return is. Give $1 and receive 100. And that is great, isn't it?
That is marvelous. You can't get that deal anywhere else.
Well, that's exactly what you said in your book. You said, "Where in the natural world are you offered the return of 100 times your investment?" You said, "If you double your money, you do well. If you receive 10 times your investment, it's a marvelous deal. But who talks in terms of receiving 100 times your investment?" Now, isn't that something?
Only God.
Only God.
Praise God.
And that when you give, it says, "He shall receive 100-fold now in this time."
So in this life.
In this lifetime.
Now.
In this lifetime. You, when you were writing this book, you had just received, and this book is available, you can order it on kcm.org. You can write here to Kenneth Copeland Ministries and get this. And I would highly recommend that you read this, God's Will is Prosperity.
I see you've been keeping yours up for a lot of years.
I have been keeping mine up for a lot of years, and I go back and I read it again and again because it feeds me. The Word of God feeds me.
Amen. I'm going to read it myself.
It's a good one.
I haven't read it in a long time.
But at this time, you had really just received a revelation.
I did.
About the hundredfold return. And again, let me quote you. You said, after I let what the Word offers us in the hundredfold return become a reality to me, the Lord led me to continually give thanks for it every time I thought about it.
Yes, and you know I've let that slip. We let things slip.
We do let things slip.
I'm glad you reminded
me
of that.
And we need to keep that.
Because that hundredfold return's working still. I mean, it's coming to me now.
Even after, well, I would say this book was published in 79. You received the revelation of the hundredfold return before that.
Yeah, that's right.
So you said you would say, thank you, Father, for the hundredfold return offered in your word. It is such a generous return and it belongs to me.
So you take it. I took it.
You took it.
Glory to God.
You took it.
Hallelujah.
And before we started the broadcast today, I just shared with you that Terry and I, we talk about that hundredfold return.
That's good.
And we remind ourselves that that return is working for us. Now, I quote you again.
Okay. I'm glad you reminded me of this.
You said, I would say any faith words of praise that came into my spirit in regard to continually thanking God for the hundredfold return. You said this thanksgiving keeps my faith active and operative to receive.
That's right.
So, and then you said continually confessing the hundredfold return causes the seed of Mark 10, 29, and 30 to grow.
And I'm glad you're stirring that up in me again.
So we need to continually, first of all, you said praise God for the hundredfold return.
Yes, amen.
So Lord, we do. We just praise you, Lord.
I thank you for reminding me that
my hundredfold return
is continually working.
It's continually
coming to me in this life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I re-energize that.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
There is no investment on the face of the earth that is any more powerful than the hundredfold return.
Oh, I tell you, you reminded me of that in as I recall and think about it, how vivid that was. A woman had given me we were in Hawaii in a Full Gospel Businessmen. Mm-hmm. It was back in 79. Mm-hmm. And they were doing tours over there, you know. And so this woman gave me, and she was from Texas, but she was on this tour. I did not know her. Mm-hmm. And she gave me, I had seen that about the hundredfold return, that it's working, coming to me now. It continually works.
All the time.
And this woman came up to me in the restaurant there on Waikiki, and a lady I didn't know, she sat down at the table, and she gave me a beautiful emerald and diamond ring. And it was two squares, and they moved around. You know, that was like the first ring I ever saw that moved. Now, they've done that since then, but at that time, that was very new. She was from Texas. She came up. She said, the Lord's impressed me to give you this. Well, I had seen that on the hundredfold return, that it was working all the time.
Right.
And I saw it in that meeting while we were in Hawaii. It was a Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting. And so I looked down at that ring, and those things go around. They go around all the time. Every time I move, it would move. And what the Lord impressed me with that day was that that hundredfold return is like that ring. It's always working. Always
continually
moving. Always coming to us.
The hundredfold
return. Now, Jesus is the one that brought it up. Peter said, Lord, we've left all and have followed you. And Jesus answering and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man, or you could say no woman too, that has left houses, brethren, sisters, father, mother, or a wife, children, or lands, so that puts it in the material realm, for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. And so the Lord just, I looked down at that ring and it was just moving around, and the Lord impressed me, that's your hundredfold return ring. I had given somebody a ring in that I don't remember if it was in that meeting or when. But
well, you said in the
George
book.
George remembers my testimony better.
Well,
than I did.
You said in the book that the last time you were in Hawaii, you gave someone a diamond ring.
Yes.
And then the next time you went to Hawaii is when this happened.
In the very same spot. And as I recall, it was the very same spot. And that ring, he said, that's the 100-fold return ring, mm-hmm. because it's always moving. Mm-hmm. It's always moving.
Always working.
It's always working. And that's the thing about the 100-fold return. And that's the way it is on any of your return. But the 100-fold was specifically used because Jesus said now in this time. He was not talking about heaven.
Yep.
He was talking about now and this time, everything mm-hmm. we give for His sake and the gospel's. So that would be all of our giving.
That's right.
All of our tithing, all of our giving of natural things, our giving of our money. It's working. Our return is working. And I mean, I got a revelation of that back there.
That was powerful. I remember that, Gloria, because back in those days, you had just begun preaching along with Kenneth on the road. And I can remember you did a series. When you got that 100-fold return revelation, you started teaching it in the meetings, and it was so powerful.
I'll go back. If those tapes haven't deteriorated, I'd like to hear that again.
I believe we still have those. And Terry and I took hold of that.
Yeah.
We took it. I can remember when I was over the magazine, and we did an article in the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine about the 100-fold return. And we took hold of that.
Well, it was big with me back there then, you know. I mean, it just was a revelation to me.
Terry and I were talking about this. I was telling her that we were going to talk about the ring, and she said, oh, she said, we need to show that ring because the 100-fold return is working all the time. It's working for us all the time. And you said, may I quote you again?
Yes.
All right. You said, I realize that the 100-fold return is continually working, coming to me as long as I keep my faith active in its behalf.
That's right.
So that's the key to it right there.
Because that says right here, now, in this time.
In this time. Yeah. Well, you know, another translation of this, the God's Word translation says, here in this life.
Oh, that's good.
He shall receive 100-fold here in this life.
Wow.
So it's not something that's thrown over into heaven.
We'll get plenty of return over there, but this is talking about here in this life.
This is talking about, but you said something though that I really believe is a key, and that was you realize that the 100-fold return is continually working, coming to you as long as you keep your faith active on its behalf.
That's right.
And as you said a little bit earlier in the broadcast, you said it's easy for these things to slip away from us.
Oh, it is.
To forget them.
Yes, that's right.
But the 100-fold, you've got to say this. The 100-fold return works for you. It works for all of us. God is no respecter of persons. And the 100-fold return that was working for Gloria then and is working for us now, that's working for you.
That's right.
And if you will exercise your faith and believe God and say, the 100-fold return is continually working for me, you'll see it working in your life, and you will see the miraculous provision of God take place.
Amen.
As long as you keep your faith active on
it. Amen. Are we out of time? I don't see.
No, we're good.
That's what it says. It says, there is no man, or you could say no woman, no man, no person that has left houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, whatever it was, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, listed all again, lands with persecutions.
Yeah.
And you start getting
and there's been some
returns. You can have some persecutions, but who cares? Bring it
on.
Well,
you know, people think this confession is weird and 100-fold what?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it works.
It absolutely
works.
And
there are a lot of people out there that are struggling right now that need to have this information, and they will take it.
Yeah.
They will take it. Gloria Copeland also said this in her book, God's Will is Prosperity.
I'm glad you stirred this all up again.
She said, none of the blessings of God work automatically even though they belong to us.
Healing.
They become manifested in our lives as we exercise our faith to receive them. Healing belongs to every believer, but that great blessing is enjoyed only by those who exercise their faith to receive it. And that's the key.
Right.
That's the key.
It's God's will for you to be healed.
Right.
But if you don't take it.
If you don't take it.
You don't get it necessarily.
Gloria Copeland also said, in the same way, the hundredfold return is a powerful force in the believer's financial blessing. You have to release your faith to receive all that the Word offers you. The force of faith for the hundredfold return must be applied by the Word of God in your mouth and in your heart by the confession of your mouth.
Glory to God.
So that's why, Gloria, the thing about this is that ring is a constant reminder that the hundredfold return is working for us all the time.
That's right.
So we say it all the time. The hundredfold return is working for me all the time.
Say it. Isn't that great?
It is.
I'm so glad you stirred me up that today. I kind of had let that fall by the wayside.
Well,
you know how you do? I'm going to read that book.
Well, you know something? In the 103rd Psalm, it tells us to not forget
His benefits. All His benefits.
And the hundredfold return is one of the benefits that belongs to us. There are so many people that give and sow, and they haven't been seeing the results in their lives. Well, we are as responsible for the reaping part as
That's
we are the for
truth.
The sowing part.
That's right.
And calling in the hundredfold return
it's
is part
will
of
for
the
us to increase.
Yes.
And if we don't activate faith to increase, we're not going to be in the will of God.
That's exactly right. Let's look at this one scripture. We've got
That's
time for
powerful,
this today.
George, you stirred me up.
Genesis chapter 26. Genesis 26. And in Genesis chapter 26, we're all familiar with this. There was a famine in the land.
Mm-hmm.
There was a famine in the land. And it says that in verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land or that time of famine.
Yeah.
Or if you put that into present day vernacular, you might call that a serious economic downturn.
Yeah, that's right.
Isaac sowed in a very serious economic downturn.
So in a famine, it would be in the natural, it wouldn't look like a good time to sow, because if things were growing and doing well, there wouldn't be a famine.
Right.
But for some reason, drought or whatever, mm-hmm. for some reason,
mm-hmm.
there was a famine, a lack of the seed going and raising a crop.
That's right. It was, I looked up the word
That's
famine one time, and it means a severe shortage and extreme scarcity.
Scarcity, that'd be a good word.
And so many people are moved by that, but they don't realize that we operate in a different system. We are not operating in this economic system.
That's right.
You and I are living in the kingdom of heaven system. We may be in this world.
Yeah.
We are not of it.
Now, the Bible teaches us that when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives, we were
translated out
of the kingdom of darkness
mm-hmm.
and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son.
That's exactly
now
right.
Now we live by different rules. We have different outcomes. We have different responsibilities,
yeah.
and we have different,
yeah.
we possess
yes.
different things.
Yes.
But we have to take it.
We have to take it by faith. We live by faith. And for those of us who are in the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Everything is going to be all right.
And that's what stood out about Isaac. And you and I can be the Isaacs of
yeah.
this day.
He sowed in a time when it wasn't a good time to sow because
right.
things weren't going well
right.
for some one reason or another.
And
but he sowed.
Verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold.
Glory to
God. And the Lord blessed him.
Hallelujah. Excellent.
Now notice that says in the same year.
In a time of famine, when nobody was receiving, he sowed and he received.
And he received
a hundredfold.
In that same year. Well, you can liken that phrase in that same year to now in this time.
Yeah.
Or here in this life.
Or you can say, in the same year of famine, he received.
Yeah.
When nobody else was receiving.
When nobody else was receiving.
He received. Glory to God.
And that's the same thing with us.
That's excellent.
As long as we continue to sow, as long as we continue to tithe in faith, and as long as we continue to say, the hundredfold is working for me now. then we're going to see the same results that Isaac sowed. It said, the Lord blessed him, and in verse 13, and the man waxed great.
Yes.
The man waxed great. He became the richest man on earth.
By sowing when nobody else would sow.
By sowing when nobody else was sowing.
Think about it. Isn't that something?
And those were, as Brother Copeland the prophet has told us, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times.
Yeah.
These are the best of times for those of us who will walk by faith and stay in the household of faith, take what rightfully belongs to us, activate the blessing by sowing the seed, and the hundredfold return will work on our behalf.
Now, the key to that, I know we're out of time, but the key to that, the beginning of it, is to be a tither.
Yes.
Because then all these good things belong to you.
Well, I know that Isaac...
You start there and then you sow.
Isaac was a tither. Why was that? Because Abraham would take little Isaac whenever Abraham would tithe. And that's what the Jews would do. They would teach their children. Mm-hmm. Isaac taught his children the ways of the Word. And every time Abraham would bring that tithe before Melchizedek, who was standing next to him? Little Isaac,
Isn't that good? That's so good, George.
And so Isaac was a tither. Isaac was a sower.
He learned it.
He sowed in that year, and he reaped in that year a hundredfold return. The hundredfold return is working on your behalf
Glory to God. I'm so glad you stirred us up about the hundredfold.
And those are quotes from you from this book.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to get that book and read it. Glory to God. That is good, isn't
Praise
it?
God. Father, we just thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you and we honor you for the hundredfold return working on our behalf. In Jesus' name, glory to God.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You know, it's not just what's written in the Word that works for you.
Mm.
What's written in the Word works for you when you stir yourself up on it.
That's
and
it.
You take it with your faith.
You take it with your
That's
faith.
What George and I are doing today, and you
Praise
can do the
God.
Same thing. Begin to study that. Hundredfold return and take, you know, in every cycle. When it wasn't working for anybody else, it worked for the man that sowed in the hundred and got his hundredfold, the man of God. George and I'll be right back.
Second Corinthians chapter 9, when it talks about our seed being multiplied, when we give, it says this service administers our wants. This is how we get our wants met. I also believe that he multiplies our seed as we sow it, because it says he's able to multiply our seed sown. So when I give it, I'm not just giving $100. I'm not just giving $10. I believe in my heavenly account, it's multiplied even a hundredfold before it's put on record. So when the provision comes back to me, it's being multiplied again.
God wants believers to be rich, healthy, thriving, and at peace. Prosperity is God's will for anyone who's willing to take Him at His word. Unfortunately, too many believers live in lack. They limit God to what the world says is true rather than believing God's promises. The Laws of Prosperity package is a key foundational teaching by Kenneth Copeland. This book and CD package is designed to transform your world into the reality of always having more than enough. The Laws of Prosperity provides the keys to discover your personal plan for success and confirms that God's will is abundance. You can have more than enough resources to meet every need, pay every bill, and realize your destiny. The Laws of Prosperity provides step-by-step instructions to establish the right mindset to overcome any spiritual, mental, or physical obstacle. The purpose of prosperity is to be rich in good works, share the gospel, and distribute resources to the world. Discover your place of increase today. Order the Laws of Prosperity package for just $20 and enjoy a 40% savings. Take hold of the promises of God concerning prosperity and walk in His abundance every day. For an additional discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Order the Laws of Prosperity package today.
You know, the first seed that you have to sow is not necessarily money. The first seed you sow is you. You make Jesus the Lord of your life. Until you invite Jesus to come into your life, He's not going to force His way in there. He comes by, what do we call it? Invitation. You invite him, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now, I didn't know very much when I did that back 100 years ago, a long time ago. But I tell you, I received him. And with what little I know, things mm-hmm. began to change. Mm-hmm. And God began to move and maneuver us, all Ken and me both. And so if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you just haven't lived yet. You haven't lived on the inside yet. So if you don't know a time when you gave yourself to Jesus and received him, just right now, just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Say what I said to him one day. Take my life and do something with it.
Oh, that's good.
Just give yourself to him. See, he's not like the devil. The devil lies, he cheats, he steals, he forces himself in if you'll let him. But Jesus, he waits for an invitation. And so if you'll just receive him as your Lord and Savior, you know what happens to you? You get born over again. That old life passes away. That old man dies, the scripture says. And a new creation comes in his place. So just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. And we have a book we want to give you. This is absolutely free. Just write us. We have other things on the internet to help to feed you. We'll send you a brochure on how to study the Bible. Watch this broadcast and other broadcasts that teach the Word of God, and you can grow up fast, and you can begin to learn. You know, we were born again, George, for a good while before we ever mm-hmm. learned how to receive. Mm-hmm. But as we were exposed to teaching and the Word of God, we began to learn how to receive, and that's what you'll do too. George and I'll be back tomorrow, and we want to tell you this. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
They heed the word of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
And when we speak the word of God out of our mouths, we set our angels in motion to do whatever the word of God
that's
commands.
Right.